Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
To listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry about that. My nose is running. When it gets this hot, I guess my nostrils need to, I don't know, lubricate the passage or stay moist, because otherwise my nose is just so dry and crackly and disgusting. So you either get to hear that or you get to hear about my dry nose. I don't know where I live, man. It's supposed to be 111 degrees. 111 degrees? What? 111, jeez. I'm taking a 1 week vacation. 1 week. We got an inexpensive trip to Mexico. I guess it's a lot cheaper to go to Mexico now than anywhere else. So we are going to be escaping this 111 dry heat in a couple weeks, to leave for a week to go to probably 95 degree weather with 95% humidity. So, you know, it's I'll bring a jacket. A lot of stuff to talk about. We have a model who ended up losing her leg when she had toxic shock syndrome and is now suing for better tampon warning labels on toxic shock. We'll talk about toxic shock and why you guys need to actually read the box. See, none of us, that's the thing. You know, God bless her for going on this campaign. But when I run, you know, with my knees bolted together to the cupboard that has my tampons in it, and I grab the nearest box and I rip it open to grab one of the super plus sizes just so I could race back to the bathroom without tripping on the cats that want to know what's going on, I don't stop and read the box. So I'm wondering if, rather than these labels being written on the boxes, they need to be like verbalized or vocalized. Like, as you rip open the tampon, don't forget to take me out because you're going to get toxic shock. You know, something like that. A voice activated tampon, or a tampon that just naturally falls out when it's done. You know, once it detects any bacteria that starts to grow on it, it just, you know, expels. Or a buzzer, you know, like the microwave, you know, the microwave kind of beeps, something like that. I bet, this is what I predict. Now everything's hooked up to an app, right? So my prediction is we're going to have tampons that communicate with your app, and your app communicates with you, your boss, your doctor, to remind you, to tell you to go to the bathroom so you get a break to remove the tampon. So I don't know. That's if any of you guys that want a money-making idea, I just gave you a big money-making idea. A lot of you guys sit in front of the boob tube. Okay? I don't know where they got that term boob tube. I think it was back in the 70s for the television set. Well, now we literally have boob tubes. Apparently, they are making lab-grown boobs, mammary glands. Okay? I'm not sure if it's in a test tube, but it gives new meaning to the word boob tube. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about how the feds have charged more than 200 people with Medicare fraud, apparently billing $712 million that they shouldn't have done. So those are some real bad guys. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the suspect who was captured in the South Carolina shooting. This guy is a real piece of work. Glad they caught him, but unfortunately multiple people died in the shooting of a church in South Carolina. Then, you know, a lot of you hubbies or boyfriends out there may be happy with this. Okay, apparently, if you have a weaker memory, a weaker working memory, it could increase the risk of early sexual activity and unprotected sexual involvement. Now, they say during the teenage years, but my husband has been circling around me like a shark lately, you know, and I don't know why. My guess is he's waiting for me to have a, you know, a duh moment, and then he's going to jump and get the hibbity-dibbity. Yeah, I know it's Father's Day. I know, Father's Day. Here's the problem. Father's Day, no, that's when the kids are all like, okay, let's go do something for Dad. There's no way. I would never have sex with my husband on Father's Day because the kids always want to make breakfast in bed, or they always want to come into the room and jump on the bed, so there is no way. So, you know, my husband, he usually wakes up about 4 or 5 in the morning going, it's Father's Day. I'm like, so? The kids are going to come in here. You know, and then an hour later, come on, the kids haven't come in here. No, the kids are going to come in here. So 9:30 in the morning, the kids come in. I go, you see? He's like, you know, it would have only taken 2 minutes. So, I don't know. I'll think about it. If I get some disposable razors and shave my legs, maybe. I'll let you guys know. But anyway, back to the medical story at hand. They say a weaker working memory is linked to risky sexual activity. So, we're going to talk about that. Oh, boy. I tell you, man. I'm tired. No, it's not that the show is boring. Then, many of you guys want me to tell you when the studies have come out saying marijuana really doesn't hurt and that marijuana is safe. Well, we do have one study that's come out saying that marijuana or cannabis will not harm your health. Okay, but here's the kicker. You're only allowed one small joint a week for that to qualify. So technically, if you don't want to have health effects due to cannabis, you would have to limit yourself to one little baby joint a week. Now, we're also going to get, the government is also going to start getting involved with
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, or not Tom, Don, who is working the dials. Now, there's so many gorgeous men running around the place that get confused. Don is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Charleston church shooting suspect Dylan Roof was captured in North Carolina. He killed 9 people. Originally, it was 8, and unfortunately, one who was taken to the hospital had died as well. This was at a historic black church in Charleston, South Carolina, during Bible study. This guy's a real piece of work. 21-year-old Dylan Roof had been at large, but then caught 11 a.m. Eastern Time, following last night's massacre at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. He was arrested in Shelby, North Carolina, about 245 miles north during a traffic stop. Good for these guys. Good for these guys. Oh, apparently he had some sort of a insignia or something on his license plate, so I guess it made his car a little easier to track. Anyway, I guess according to Charleston Police Chief Greg Mullen, they received a tip about a suspicious car in the area and then arrested Roof without incident. He says, "I'm so pleased we were able to resolve this case quickly so that nobody else was harmed by this individual who obviously committed a tragic, heinous crime in the city of Charleston." So, when we heard about this, law enforcement across the country moved quickly to identify the shooter, track him down. Now, why? Big question is why? Apparently, the gunman went to the church. He asked for the pastor, Reverend Clemente Pinckney, sat among parishioners during the Bible study meeting, and then he just opened fire. At the conclusion of the Bible study, all of a sudden, you heard loud noises ringing out. He had already wounded, had killed people on the just immediately as he shot. I think one little girl was able to make it because she played dead. So they were starting to receive 911 calls around 9:05 p.m. And three people survived the massacre. Six women and three men, however, unfortunately, were killed. And Pinckney was among the dead as well. All right, so why? And you look at this guy. He really looks like a piece of work. You see pictures of him, and I don't know. I don't know. You know, I like to try to look at a picture and diagnose people based on how they look. Like Adam Lanza. Adam Lanza, who did the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting, he looked very, very thin with bulging eyes. So you start to think he might have had hyperthyroid that was untreated. You also wonder if he had some Asperger's type thing. When you look at, you know, this guy here, I really don't get a particular vibe. You just, you know, and you really shouldn't. The doctor really shouldn't do that based on a picture, but sometimes you do. But he has very interesting hair. And sometimes I see very interesting hair like that in certain individuals that have antisocial disorder. Now, some people are antisocial because their mom cut their hair like that, you know, like put a bowl on your head and cut your hair so you kind of have bowl hair. So maybe that's why he's antisocial. But, I apologize. I'm hearing my my buddy Tom is talking about a muffin. What kind of muffin did you have back there, Tom? Tom's eating his muffin. All right, so they got the guy. I'm glad. I'm excited about that. And hopefully something like this doesn't happen again. I apologize. I'm getting hungry. I'm hearing my guys eating muffins. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a weaker memory can increase the risk of early sexual activity and unprotected sexual involvement during adolescence. So if your kids have bad memories, you know, like I watch my kids. I'm like, dude, you know, you just studied for that, you know, an hour ago and you already forgot it, you know, when I help kind of quiz them for tests. I'm like, come on, get a clue. Those are the kids that are going to have risky sex, which kind of scares me because my boys, I mean, they're my babies. Nobody should be touching my boys. You know, honestly, I'm not even going to let them date probably till they're in their 40s. And, I noticed one of them has a little better memory than the other, but now, you know, cause they're going through the whole puberty thing, they're kind of getting dumb. You know, I'm getting a lot of doos out of them and they're just not, you know, remembering things. You know, I told you guys to close the car door. Huh? So, I'm worried about that. So anyway, apparently there was a study that looks at adolescents with weaker working memory have more difficulty controlling their impulsive urges and considering the consequences. All right, so some of you are like, wait a second, that's like one of these like instinctive evolutionary things. You know, if somebody can't control themselves, they're also not going to sit and concentrate. If somebody who's sitting there and calculating they'll probably be less likely to have sex with a mate that they shouldn't have. You're 1,000% correct, and I'm glad I taught you something. All right? In the animal kingdom, the animal sits there, you know, who watches and watches. I have that with my cats. Okay, remember, I got 2 girl cats and 1 boy cat. And that boy cat is 1 sly fox. And he'll sit there, and he'll watch the girl cats. And he knows that if he goes up to Sashi, and Sashi's the one with the big booty, and she's my little diva, and he comes up to her at the wrong time, she'll say no and have a big cow, and it'll be all big drama. But if he goes up to her right at the right time, she lets him do the deed. She's such a little hoochie mom. I don't understand that. But what he does is he sits there and calculates. And he has a good memory because he remembers when he got his butt kicked the last time. All right, well, same thing with humans. If you sit there and calculate and you think about it and you know, well, I've got to get her flowers and maybe I better, you know, rent a Michael Fassbender film or something like that, all right, you're probably going to get some. But if you don't and you're like, well, you know, I don't really remember what happened last time, let's just have sex, it's you know, going to be very, very sloppy and it's not going to be good. All right, so study author Attica Karani, assistant professor of counseling, psychology, and human services at the University of Oregon, studied this. And I guess, yeah, so weakness and working memory. Now, what does that mean, weakness and working memory? I forget. So, desires to have sex always outweigh the risks of longer-term consequences like STDs and unintended pregnancy. So let's say you have a daughter, and your daughter always forgets her purse. Or she always forgets to put her makeup on. And you're like, something's up. I would say she may have a bad working memory. And be careful because she may be the type of girl that'll accidentally get into some risky sexual unprotected behavior. Okay, you guys all dig? Does that like make any sense? No. Scary thought. I am so glad I don't have a daughter. If I had a daughter, she would probably be more hoochie mama than I was. And I just couldn't probably live with myself. All right, so a lot of you guys are smoking pot. Some of you guys are smoking pot as the show is going on. Try not to, okay? I mean, I know it makes the show sound better, but try not to. So, you know, how much pot can you have? Well, they say 1 little doob, but it's got to be a little doob. So how big is a little doob of pot? My guess is a couple inches, okay? No, we're not talking about the sex story. We're talking about the marijuana. Now we're on the marijuana story. A couple small inch doob is probably all you're allowed a week, as researchers are now trying to tell us what is safe in terms of marijuana smoking. They say extensive research of more than 40,000 cannabis users found 1 low-dose joint a week makes long-term health problems unlikely. But if you're pregnant or suffering severe mental illness, that all goes out the door. Dr. Adam Winstock, a consultant psychiatrist and addiction medicine specialist, is launching the Safer Use Limits app, which is based on experiences and results of the Global Drug Survey. So it advises you guys that are smoking pot how to reduce their risk of smoking pot. We quiz you, I guess, on the quantity and the frequency. I could just see them go, you know, they're looking at me like, dude, really? I don't know, dude. No, what are you asking me, huh? What, huh? So I don't know how, you know, how accurate this app is, if that's how they, you know, basically receive their answers on interview. But, you know, we know that marijuana has been used by multiple people. But now you hear Chong. Okay, you guys know Cheech and Chong, right? Chong, apparently Cheech and Chong were supposed to be on tour. And it's canceled because Chong has been fighting rectal cancer. Well, the first thing one of my Facebook listeners, you know, asked is, doesn't marijuana protect against cancer? No, it doesn't. Marijuana has never protected against cancer. Maybe there's been some protection against diabetes. Maybe there's been some protection against high blood pressure. Maybe there's been some protection against obesity, believe it or not. But, you know, Tommy Chong, here he is, he's dealing with rectal cancer. So for you guys saying, well, I'm smoking pot for my health, that's bullcrap. You could smoke pot to help cope with certain things. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Stop.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
All loans subject to one tax score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Up and Smoke Greatest Hits Tour was scheduled to begin in Brisbane tonight with Cheech and Chong. You guys remember Cheech and Chong? Hilarious movies. I don't know how many movies they did. You saw a lot of Cheech in a lot of the Quentin Tarantino movies. I guess he's been doing a lot. But Cheech and Chong, I guess, were supposed to be going on tour. Unfortunately, Chong had been diagnosed back in 2013 with rectal cancer. So he writes, and now I guess he's fighting a recurrence of it. He says, I have good news and bad news. First, the bad news is the cancer came back, and it's a real pain in the butt. The good news is I now have to use more marijuana to treat the cancer. So all the tickets of the tour are being refunded right now. And they made, famous their, marijuana excursions and, driving vans and getting into all sorts of mayhem while they were doped up on marijuana. And, it's a shame when you see, and he's 77 years old. I mean, he's not that old. But when you see somebody like Tommy Chung start to, go into another battle with cancer. He had prostate cancer back in 2012, and he beat that. But now he's dealing with the rectal cancer. It's a shame, but it also shows you that, marijuana doesn't necessarily protect. I don't think it caused the cancer, but it didn't necessarily protect. Now, after Farrah Fawcett's story came to light and this, I get asked, is it people who have rectal sex, anal sex, the ones at risk? Just because you have anal cancer or rectal cancer does not mean you had anal sex or rectal sex, okay? Yes, that's a risk factor, but there's other things that can also put you at risk, okay? So, going back to your anatomy of your colon, okay? You have, your mouth, and then you have your esophagus, and then you have your stomach, right? And then you go into the small intestine, and then you go into the large intestine. The large intestine starts on the right side of the body. There's a little appendage called an appendix that sometimes gives us some crap. Sometimes it doesn't. Then it goes up, right? Then it goes across your transverse. Then it goes to the descending colon on your left, your sigmoid colon. And the descending and sigmoid colon is where we see a lot of colon cancers. And then we go down into the rectum and then the anus, which is the opening from the rectum to the outside world. Okay, your intestine needs to be able to get out there into the outside world, and that's what that's for. So let's say you have sex with somebody that has HPV, human papillomavirus. Human papillomavirus, there's about 150 types of viruses of that. And they could cause cervical cancer, vaginal cancer, penile cancer, throat cancer, men and women. But it spreads skin to skin. And it could be spread during sex. And it doesn't have to be always receptive anal sex for you to get it. It can migrate. It could travel from one body part to another, which is why if you're having sex with somebody with HPV, you need to realize that you could be at risk for multiple types of cancer as a result of that, even as a guy, which is why it's so gosh darn important to get vaccinated against it. So HPV in men, the two main factors they say that help prevent would be circumcision and limiting your sex partners. They say men who are circumcised, where the foreskin of the penis is removed, I'm not sure if Chong was circumcised. I'd have to watch one of the movies because I'm sure he brings it up in that. You have a lower chance of getting the HPV and staying infected with it as it sits there around the head of the penis. And then also, the more sex partners you have could put you at risk. So we always tell you to cut back on that. HPV in women, usually we pick it up when we're younger. A lot less common when we're over 30. We don't know why, unless maybe our body seems to fight it off a little better. But if you start having sex early and have more sexual partners, you are more at risk. Now, let's say you have a case of anal warts. If you have a case of anal warts, then that means you were exposed to HPV somewhere near your rectal area. And these things should not turn into anal cancer, but if you have HPV anal warts, it could put you more at risk. Okay? Smokers, I think, also are at risk. If you've had HIV, that could put you at risk. Multiple sex partners, we've talked about that. Then it finally gets to, as we go to cancer.org, where you're having the sex. Having anal sex is a risk factor for anal cancer in men and women, especially if you're under the age of 30. Race, gender, we usually see more in women than men, okay? And we also see in African Americans, it seems to be more common in men than in women. If you have weakened immune systems, that's also going to put you at risk. So just because somebody has to recap on this, just because somebody has rectal cancer doesn't mean that, they had sex just a certain way, okay? That doesn't make any sense. But, yes, that does put you at risk, Okay? Now, why? What's the big deal? Just like with AIDS. You know, we talked about this. Why are gay men getting AIDS so much more easier than women? Because the vaginal lining is different than the rectal lining. The rectal lining was never, ever designed for sex, which you know, doesn't make sense considering we have so many people in the population that are gay. I don't understand how, if our bodies were never designed to be able to withstand, you know, certain illnesses, etc., that way, why is the population demographic as it is? But the vagina is a very, very hostile environment. We talked about that. Very, very thick skin down there, which is why as you get older and it thins, women don't want to have sex because it hurts. And evolutionary-wise, that's the body's way of saying don't have sex because you're not going to be protected. But younger woman, very, very thick wall, mean discharge, mean acidic environment, and that kind of stuff prevents infection. And, you know, still you could get HPV. You know, and it's still the most common STD. It used to be chlamydia. Now we realize it's HPV. So still, there's only so much because these viruses are getting smarter and smarter. But for now, it offers a lot better protection than the rectal area. The rectal area is designed to, I guess, lubricate the passing of the stool. Your stool has to go out into the outside world and go, hello, I'm here. And so the purpose of the rectum is to have a lot of muscle in that area. Yeah, we have muscle in the vagina, but nothing like the rectum. And it's supposed to keep things in and push things out. Okay? And that lining, not really designed for a lot of the STDs that it's getting exposed to. So now, you guys have sex, or girls have sex in the rectal area, and you start to tear. And one of you has HIV. That could get in there. Okay? Because now it's open. You get a lot more tearing down there. You have hemorrhoids that could bleed. So you have much more access to the rest of the body through the backside. And so the bacteria or viruses can settle in, and they could also set up shop. Remember, women's vaginas have a cleansing mechanism, and guys' penises have a cleansing mechanism. You pee stuff out, or you have discharge or whatever. I know you guys are trying to eat, but I'm trying to teach you guys something here. Okay? Yeah, you poop stuff out rectally, but sometimes you guys just poop a couple times a week. Are you on a daily basis getting clean, you know, kind of cleaned out down there? No, you're not. All right? So that's another reason why things can sit there and fester. So our prayers with Chong. I'm grateful he, you know, was open about what he went through because it definitely gives us some, you know, some learning points, and we could definitely talk about what the risk factors are. But you know, just be careful out there, people. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about toxic shock. Boy, we got a lot of below the waist subjects here. Apparently, a model almost died after receiving toxic shock from a tampon. She is suing the manufacturer, wants the labels changed. But what is toxic shock, and how in this day and age are we still having people suffer from that? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Patterson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
This week and I'm depressed about it, so I had to turn to my carbs. I feel better now. 1-877-TALK-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. My birthday was a few days ago, and my staff got me cookie cake. Cookie cake, so it's a big, huge cookie. Hold on. Oh, boy, that's hard to eat fast. You know, you get a big, huge cookie, and they put frosting on it, and we call it cookie cake. I never liked ice cream cakes. Ice cream cakes made me mad. My mom would buy an ice cream cake, you know, because it was in the summer. So my birthday, she gave me an ice cream cake. I don't even like ice cream. And you can't eat ice cream fast because you get a headache or your teeth hurt. So I always get an ice cream cake. And I'm like, really? You know, because Dad would like it. Well, you know, well, it's Father's Day. Your birthday's always around Father's Day. So, and like, really? This sucks. Just get me a cake where I could just stick my teeth into it and chew and munch and lick my lips and my fingers. And that's the kind of cake I like. Okay, so, but growing up was rough, especially when I had my period. My mom would always yell at me about don't get toxic shock. So she wouldn't allow me to wear tampons. So when I had my period, she's like, here, you got to take a, you know, you got to do the maxi pad. Like, I don't want to do the maxi pad, Mom. I'm running track and I need to, you know, that thing's going to, like, you know, climb up the side of my pants and, you know, go to the back of my shirt. No. You're going to get toxic shock. Because remember, there was that company, I think it was Rely. There was a brand of tampons where women were getting toxic shock. So it scared the hell out of everybody. So, of course, my mom wouldn't let me wear tampons. But that was, you know, my mom. I know a lot of you guys think I need some therapy. I really do. Well, unfortunately, you know, my mom was kind of right. You know, it is a big concern. And we have a 24-year-old model who nearly died after testing positive for toxic shock. And she's suing the grocery store where she bought them. And she's suing the tampon manufacturer. Lauren Wasser, 5'11" model, unfortunately had to have her leg amputated after going into toxic shock. She was using a Kotex Natural Balance back in October 2012 when she began feeling that something wasn't right. She said, I tried to act normal. Everyone was like, dude, you look horrible. So she drove herself home to sleep and was woken up by a, I guess, she was woken up by a welfare check sent by her worried mother. That's what they say. She told VICE she doesn't remember how long she had been asleep for and called her mother and asked if she needed an ambulance. Wasser told her mother no, and on the next day she was found face down on the bedroom floor. She was rushed to St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica, California, where doctors found she had a 107-degree fever and thought she was going to die. An infectious disease specialist called in and asked if she had a tampon in. Then they took the tampon out and sent it for testing, and the results came back with toxic shock, which we'll talk about it. They had to put her into a medically induced coma, and her mother, unfortunately, had to start arranging for her funeral. They had no idea that she was going to make it. So apparently her belly swelled up. She had tubes everywhere. When she woke up, she didn't know what the hell was going on. She had burning sensations in her hand and feet because the infection was starting to cause gangrene, or as she was going into shock, she was not getting blood flow. They then sent her to Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center for hyperbaric oxygen therapy to try to salvage her limbs. While she was receiving treatment, they started to prepare her for a below-the-knee amputation of her right leg. But the mother then started preparing a lawsuit involving tampon manufacturer Kimberly Clark Corporation, as well as Kroger and Ralph's grocery stores, which carried the Kotex Natural Balance tampons. So I always tell people, don't start suing until after everything's done. You know, I feel like there's karma. I'm like, you know, no negativity, just all positive. You could always do the lawsuit, you know, later. There's plenty of time for statutes of limitations, but I really get nervous when people start to sue. You know, I'll have patients that bring somebody in from another doctor or something that happened in a hospital going, you know what, I'm calling a lawyer today. Look at him. He's really, really ill. And I go, can we get him better? Let's get him better. Okay, you could call the lawyer later, but I'd rather you spend that time getting him to the hospital, but take him to this hospital or whatever. I mean, you know, and I understand it's all a part of the coping process where you want to get angry and you want to start fighting back. But anyway, if you know that's the case, that you know, now, I guess the lawyer. All right, says the tampon has not been changed since the day of the original TSS epidemic. As they did, it was put on the label, oh, you could get toxic shock. The material has gone unchanged for decades. Wasser's team argues that the warning labels currently on tampon boxes are not clear enough. specifically the language referring to overnight use. The warnings indicate that tampons should not be used for more than an 8-hour period. Tampon companies should instead be telling you don't sleep in it, use a pad. I remember years ago, Tampax had a commercial saying so safe you could sleep in it. And I was like, oh, that's not good. And I think they ripped the commercial off. That was very, very bad. Because, you know, yeah, the average girl sleeps, what, 5-6 hours a night. So, yeah, maybe technically you can. But, you know, no, don't. Just in case you take an Ambien and you sleep longer than that. All right, so... they say they call these tampons natural, but in fact, it's man-made materials that make them dangerous. Okay, so what's going on here? Why is it so dangerous? Well, you get bacteria. Okay, it's a streptococcal bacteria, strep, okay, or staph. Okay, so you have staph or strep that can land on there, okay, can grow, fester, set up shop, and then send out toxins. Okay, it's usually caused by superabsorbent tampons and tampons that women decide to use and sleep in, or they forget that they're there. Okay, it can also affect men, women, and children. Toxic shock can happen from skin wounds. It can happen from surgery. And MayoClinic.com does a great job on discussing this. But basically, toxic shock is where you get the toxins from a bacteria that infect you, usually staph, but also strep. You'll get a fever. You'll get low blood pressure. You can get vomiting and diarrhea. You can even get a rash. Some people with toxic shock will have rashes from the staph or the strep. Confusion, muscle aches. You could get redness in your eyes. And throat, headaches. Unfortunately, you could also seize. Alright? So, we usually see toxic shock if you have cuts or burns on your skin, or recent surgery, if you've used contraceptive sponges, diaphragms, or superabsorbent tampons, or even having a viral infection can even give you toxic shock. And unfortunately, once you go into toxic shock syndrome or TSS, it unfolds rapidly, putting you into shock, organ failure, renal failure as her abdomen swelled, and then unfortunately death. She lost a limb because probably as she went hypotensive and she started shunting blood to the crucial parts of the body, the extremities that the body doesn't think are as crucial, unfortunately start to lose flow. And that's what happened. And she had to incur an amputation. And sometimes it leaves such tissue that you actually need surgery and it needs to be debrided. So how long should you, you know, leave a tampon in or change it? I recommend to change it every hour or two. All right. They say you could probably go 4 hours, but I still recommend to my patients, try to avoid tampons if you don't need to, especially if you're the type of person that would forget. A lot of people forget. I can't tell you how many women come into my office going, I need you to check because I think I left one in there. I forgot if I took it out. And sometimes I'll find one, sometimes I won't. It's scary stuff. But what responsibility falls on the consumer? You know, I mean, I don't know much about what the warnings were on the box, but if the warning says, do not use for extended periods of time, do not use over 8 hours, right, this could cause toxic shock, and I know tampon boxes have that, at what point do they really hold liability if somebody leaves it in or forgets? You know, and, I hope, she doesn't lose any more limbs, and I hope, you know, if they do get a settlement, it helps with their medical bills, and, you know, I hope it works out to the best it can in this tragic case. But, you know, I get really frustrated when people say, yeah, there's warnings, but the warnings aren't good enough. You know, and then you sue a store that has the product. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.